Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in Boston. I'm your host, Melissa, and it's Tuesday, October 22nd. You'll be interested to know, 62 years ago, today in 1962, President John F. Kennedy addressed Americans regarding the Cuban Missile Crisis, announcing a naval blockade to halt additional missile deliveries to the island nation, situated 90 miles off the coast of the United States. This tense confrontation between the U.S. and the Soviet Union marked a pivotal moment in the Cold War. So now you know. And now, it's time for the weather report. This morning it's sunny and feels like 60 degrees with 6-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 5:50, and it will rise again tomorrow at 7:07. It looks like we're in for a sunny Tuesday, with temperatures climbing to around 70, accompanied by a light northeast breeze. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low of 53 and very light winds. For all you beach runners out there, the first low tide Tuesday will be just before 9:30. With the high tide just after 3:30. The nearshore buoy at Cape Cod Bay reads 60 degrees for the water temperature. Looking ahead in the weather, expect sunny days with highs ranging from the low 50s to mid 70s, and mostly clear nights with lows around 40 to the low 50s. Light winds will shift from the south to the northwest throughout the week. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Grammy-winning Colombian superstar Shakira is set to bring her world tour to Boston next year. Originally planned to kick off next month, the tour has been postponed to accommodate larger venues due to overwhelming ticket demand. The tour supports her new album, which marks her first studio release in 7 years. The Boston show will take place at Fenway Park on May 29th. Fans can register for pre-sale on Shakira.com until October 22nd, with pre-sale starting on October 24th. Now on to sports. On our Monday Night Football doubleheader, the Baltimore Ravens, now 5-2, rallied from an early 10-point deficit to defeat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 41-31. Lamar Jackson dazzled with 5 touchdowns, while Derrick Henry rushed for 169 yards. Despite Baker Mayfield's 3 touchdowns, Tampa's hopes dimmed with injuries to Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. The Ravens' dominant ground game continues to impress, amassing 243 rushing yards. In Game 2 in Glendale, the Arizona Cardinals, now 3-4, edged out the Chargers, sitting at 3-3, 17-15 victory. Kyler Murray dazzled with a spectacular 44-yard touchdown run, while James Conner's bruising 33-yard carry set up Chad Raylan's game-winning 32-yard field goal. Despite Cameron Dicker's impressive 5 field goals, including a franchise-tying 59-yarder, the Chargers couldn't find the end zone. In local sports, the Celtics are gearing up for an exciting matchup tonight against the New York Knicks at TD Garden. Despite missing Kristaps Porzingis, Boston is favored by 5.5 points. While the Knicks will be without key players Kevin McCullough Jr. and Precious Achiuwa. With Boston's strong home advantage, fans are eager for a thrilling start to the season. Meanwhile, the Bruins, boasting a record of 3-2-1, are set to clash with the Nashville Predators, who are still searching for their first win at 0-5. The game is set to take place at Bridgestone Arena. David Pastrnak has been on fire, contributing 4 goals and 2 assists to the Bruins' efforts. In top news, a surge of interest in an anabolic steroid called Trenbolone is captivating Gen Z, particularly through social media platforms like TikTok and Instagram. Teenagers joke about taking Tren to enhance their gym performance, associating it with rapid muscle growth and a social media-friendly physique. Despite Trenbolone's reputation as the god of all steroids, its risks, including neurotoxicity and severe psychological effects, are often overlooked. Experts emphasize the dangers, particularly for young users, urging open discussions about the truth behind Trenbolone's allure and consequences to combat its growing acceptance among teens. In business news, Starbucks has transformed into a teen emporium, attracting young customers with sugary drinks and a social atmosphere. In Brooklyn, kids frequent the chain for colorful beverages like the strawberry acai lemonade refresher, which contains the same amount of sugar as a Butterfinger. The company now targets Gen Z, with cold drinks making up about 70% of beverage sales. While Starbucks claims it does not market to children, health experts express concern over caffeine and sugar consumption among teens. Amid competition from other beverage options, the chain continues to innovate, aiming to balance adult preferences with youthful trends. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $67,400. Ethereum is just over $2,600. And Solana is $167. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates with several locations in the Boston area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class with locations in Canton, Wellesley, Hingham, Brookline, and Framingham. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Apple's CarPlay, once a groundbreaking feature, is now at a crossroads. Launched in 2014, it replaced the iPod Out feature and allowed users to connect their smartphones seamlessly to their vehicles. While CarPlay remains popular, with up to 35% of new car buyers considering it, its future is uncertain, especially following the demise of Apple's ambitious car project. The next generation CarPlay, showcased in 2022, has yet to launch and faces hesitation from automakers. Meanwhile, Google's Android Automotive poses a significant challenge. With no clear revenue benefits, Apple may hesitate to invest in CarPlay's development. And in entertainment news, Tom Holland is set to star in Christopher Nolan's latest film, joining Matt Damon in this top-secret project, which Universal Pictures will release on July 17, 2026. While plot details remain undisclosed, sources indicate it is not set in present day, leaving its timeline ambiguous. Nolan, who wrote the script and is directing, is producing alongside his wife, Emma Thomas. This collaboration marks a reunion with Universal, following the success of Oppenheimer, which grossed nearly $1 billion globally. Holland will balance this project with Spider-Man 4 and possibly Avengers Doomsday. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the Polish physicist and chemist, Marie Curie. And she said, "Nothing in life is to be feared, it is only to be understood. Now is the time to understand more so that we may fear less. And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the weather reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in Boston.